Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jared Wirtz, Executive Director for the Western Area Water Supply Authority.
It wasn't a good source. It was non-reliable, and now we have a good quality source of water here in Watford, and same thing up north. Williston has been able to grow their city out because we've been able to expand the plant. Cities like Ray, Tioga, and Stanley, we built transmission lines to them that they've been able to increase their capacities and build out their communities. And on the other hand, we've went around in the last 3 or 4 years and went out to the public and out to the rural residents and said, who wants to get served with rural water? And that's really what a large majority of the project has really blossomed and grown to be such a high-priced project is because of the amount of people that want rural water. You know, we only had a few hundred requests at the time, and now we're, you know, have thousands of requests for rural water, and we're continuing to build that out. And that's our goal, is to get water to everyone that wants it out in Western North Dakota.
So just to clarify, this is a state-owned, county-owned, a co-op of the counties or taxpayers, I guess. Who kind of is the ownership behind WAS, I guess?
It's a public entity created by the state. We're locally ran. We have a board of directors that's appointed by each of the members. These guys are farmers, ranchers, bankers, people that have lived here in Western North Dakota and continue to live here. They're the city councilmen in some cases. They're water board directors. They're just guys, that people that have lived here, so they understand the concept, the needs that are going on out here. Yeah, we operate like a co-op, for instance. I mean, it's a public entity. We're trying to get the water out here. We're, the money that we make goes to either grow the project or pay off debt. So that is the whole concept behind it and the reasoning behind it.
The original plan was to get water to the residents in the city, correct?
The residents in the communities and the whole region. We knew that there was needs out in the rural areas. It just had never been quantified because this is one of the last areas that have, you know, in this part of the state that has seen rural water in a lot of these rural areas. Most of the state has rural water. There's evidently some gaps here and there across the state, and this was one region that really hadn't been touched. McKenzie and Williams had some systems in place, but those are huge counties, and they were mostly kind of based around Watford City, and there was a system out of, you know, based out of Williston that kind of blossomed from there. But you have to remember that Williams and McKenzie counties are the size of them. There's a lot of people living out in the country that were a long, long ways from the capability of getting water, and that was the basis behind, you know, continuing to build the project out.
I think what a lot of people don't really understand, too, about Western North Dakota, and I'm not sure if this is the case in Watford City and Williams County and that, but I know when you get down into the Marmoth and kind of that southeastern part, there's a lot of arsenic in the water and that sort of thing, in the groundwater. Is that the case in your part of the area? Is there a lot of contaminants and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we do have a few arsenic issues in some areas. In a lot of our cases, there's high sodium as well, high total dissolved solids that are in the water. In other areas, you can go 100 yards and drill a well and have decent water, and you can go a half a mile over or 100 yards over and you don't hit anything. So the quantity out here is not the greatest either, and couple that with the quality that you have, and it's just it's expensive to drill a well, and the quality is kind of unknown in this area.
Okay, so the original plan, getting quality of water and quantity of water to the rural and the communities, essentially, and that sort of thing. And then it seems like something changed, and that seems to be like the sticking point, my understanding is, because everybody was on board with the original idea, and then something somewhere along the line changed, and it had to do with the selling of water to the oil companies or something along those lines. Am I following this right? Or because it seems to me you kind of understand what's going on in terms of some of the pressing points out there.
Yeah, no, and it's always been it started from day one. There was evidently a small group of people in North Dakota that were selling industrial water. That's that 80% that, you know, individuals were taking care of. In our business plan, showing an expansion of us growing and building you know, I think at the time we had 22 depots planned that we were going to build. And, you know, the funny thing that never gets mentioned is we only built a portion of those. We only have 9 depots going right now, but we were approved to do 22. And, you know, at this time we don't have any plans for any additional ones. But, yeah, it started right away that there was a fight of we don't want public competing with private. And at that time, if we wouldn't have did this project, a lot of the fields in North Dakota wouldn't have got completed because there was no other source at the time.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jared Wirtz, Executive Director for the Western Area Water Supply Authority, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Picture on my cell phone of the wide open prairie out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.